It's Andrew and Sarah for breakfast, Mix 104.9. Great to chat to this AFL legend, Sarah. Well, player, Australian Football League, played and coached in a combined total of 929 games over 47 years. Outstanding.
Absolutely.
It's the legend Kevin Sheedy on the line this morning. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning.
Hi, everybody. How are we up there in Darwin?
Very good, mate. And how are you down in Melbourne, I take it?
It's not raining at the moment. We had a lot of rain yesterday, but look, if you sat here and look at my beautiful little billabong pool, you'll swear you'll think you're in Darwin.
You've struck a good day. That's great.
I know, Kevin, you love visiting Darwin, so any reminder is going to be a good one for you.
Well, no, I mean, I really enjoy the territory. Darwin's been one of my favourite cities because... really opened up my eyes. I went there the first time in 1974, and the boys, I said to these guys, I said, Darwin Footy League was at the time, and Northern Territory boys, I said, look, if I ever get a coaching job, I'll bring the team up and play against you.
Well, that's awesome, because we're trying to get a side up here, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, that is something that they're planning in the next few years. And
I hear that.
Yeah, look, Kevin, we could talk about your career all day, but what we really want to talk to you about is your new book, Kevin Sheedy, Icons of Sport. I mean, you're an icon of sport, but the list of the people that you are talking about in this book is... It's amazing, an amazing list, and it would be very exciting to have now put it down to paper and people can read it.
Well, it's a situation where I think that these people in my lifetime have been very inspirational for me, and I'd just like to share that with the reader who buys the book, because I've gone through the decades and I've pulled out, in some cases, three or four people that I thought have just been exceptional, and they have been. Every one of them, and some of them are just iconic moments, you know, where this happened and I thought, God, gee, that's just incredible, you know. And it might have been when Rick McCosker, you know, walked out to bat with a broken jaw in the centenary test. I was there and it was about 85,000-90,000. It was a full house, and he actually helped win the test match in the 100th year of Australia versus England test game. So it was just incredible.
I think my favourite chapter, because of myself and remembering that moment, Cathy Freeman. Like, I always remember that.
Well, you know, it's 21 years ago, so it's flying. And some of the people I put in the book, and one group of people I was speaking to, a couple of hundred people, they looked at me with starry eyes saying, who the hell's John Bertram? I thought, well, yeah, you know, John Bertram won the America's Cup in 83, which is just not quite 40 years ago. And these people were in about 40 years of age.
Okay.
And they weren't even born probably then, or, you know what I mean? So I thought, you know, I don't want these young people to really, and this is a couple of years ago, so they're probably 44 or 5 now. You just don't need to leave some of their iconic moments that create what the Australian spirit really is.
Well, this is the wonderful thing about books like the one you've written, is you can share your knowledge with those people so that they do remember these names.
Well, it's to me, I mean, you know, when you see Yvonne Goolagong playing Margaret Court at Wimbledon in the final, and they live 2.5 hours apart in the biggest island in the world.
Yeah.
One's an Indigenous girl and the other one's a non-Indigenous girl representing Australia. On the centre court in London is romantic.
Yeah, it is.
And I thought, what an incredible story, and no one really picks it up unless you write it.
Can we talk to you about one that's particularly close to the hearts of Territorians, and that is Cadell Evans. How was it writing that story down for you?
Well, it wasn't too bad because I was there in Paris, and I was coaching the Giants at that time, and they offered to take us over to... we had a bye that week that the race was on, and the finish of the race. So I went to France for about 10 days, 9 days maybe, and Skoda was the sponsor of the Giants, that's the automobile, and Skoda is also the sponsor of the Tour de France.
Oh.
So we had the best 10 days in France and on the trail of the Tour de France, and went out to their manufacturing plant, and of course... got back in, went up the mountains. We stayed up there overnight with the riders, and we cut back into the Tour de France, where it finishes off with Australia winning it for the first time ever in the history of the Tour de France. So it was just a special moment in my lifetime, and my wife was with me.
Did you party with Cadell?
No.
Did you get to meet him?
Cadell was probably in full mode. He was, to me, it was just getting an idea of another iconic sporting moment in our history. And I was just absolutely eating it all up. And I never stopped clicking the cameras, obviously.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we were actually sat in the car, the Skoda car that was in front of the pack. So we were flying down in the Tour de France, about 3 kilometres ahead of the riders.
How amazing! Yeah. I did not know you were in this.
You would not believe it. I can honestly say it was probably one of the most enduring, exciting, energetic moments in my life.
Yeah.
And and we were being driven by a person who'd won the Tour de France from Ireland in the 1970s. And it was just one of those times where you think, oh, I can't believe this is happening. And I've been around the world, done a fair bit in my lifetime, but this was incredible. And to see Cadell, who was born in Catherine, I put a map in where all these champions are born and where they come from. And Cadell Evans was born in Catherine. He lives obviously down the south coast here in out of Geelong.
We still have a sign says he's from there. The sign, the one as you walk into Catherine, it says Cadell Evans born here.
Just to remind you,
we remember.
In your 47 years with AFL, I've got to ask a question. Is there a player that just sticks in your mind thinking, he's outstanding? I mean, there's probably a few, but is there one that really you think, well, he's going to kick goals and he's gone?
It has changed a little bit from time to time because of different aspects, but I think Gary Ablett Sr. is an unbelievably brilliant player. He did things that other players often couldn't do, and a couple of occasions he kicked 14 goals. And he wasn't at full forward.
Yeah,
and he won.
Exactly.
He played halfback Frankfurt. I mean, the guy would have done so many other things that people just couldn't believe what he could do. I mean, I saw him kick a ball in the ruck for goal. He hadn't even landed. He kicked the ball in the air. It was just a freak goal in the final. And I think he's one of the very outstanding players. I did play with one called Kevin Bartlett. He was a skinny little player that kicked 780 goals.
Yeah.
And everybody thought he wouldn't make it, yet he went on to play 403 games and kicked 780 goals.
Yeah.
So they're the best stories.
He's the best player I played with. Probably Wayne Carey and
The Duck.
Probably Lee Matthews was pretty rough, but he was very brutal. Yeah.
Another champion we've got playing up here at the moment, Kevin, is Eddie Betts. He's playing for the Palmerston Magpies at the moment.
Oh, well, that's brilliant because he's just a genius. That boy, I put him in my last book, Idols, for kids to read and fathers to read the book. Select an idol, doesn't matter what height you are. Eddie Betts is the smallest ever player to kick 600 goals plus.
Yeah, absolute star, isn't he?
And throughout the games, I mean, he was just a freaky sort of player. And, not wanted. He played down here in the amateurs in Melbourne and not wanted early doors. So, only because of their height. And when you see, when you see him and that little guy, Caleb Daniel, running around with the Bulldogs with a helmet on, both of them could have been riding in the Melbourne Cup. You know what I mean?
Yeah, jockey styles.
I know the territory and our young footy players are just so excited to see him. So it will be exciting to have him play here in the NT.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great pick-up for Darwin.
Well, the book Icons of Sport, available now at all good bookstores.
Kevin Sheedy, thank you so much for joining us on the line to talk about that, and we've really appreciated having you.
Thank you very much, Andrew, and also Sarah. Thank you very much.
We look forward to seeing when you're next up in the top end.
Yeah.
I'll be up there, don't worry about that.
All right. Cheers, mate.
Yeah, cheers.